Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Ciao, sono Walter Guadagnini e vi racconto di 200x200.
Hi, I'm Walter Guadagnini and I'm going to tell you about 200x200, the exhibition I curated for Palazzo Scaruffi as part of Fotografia Europea. The exhibition aims to celebrate 200 years of photography, of this extraordinary tool we've been living with now for so long, which has told so many stories and events over the past two centuries, some of which are portrayed at Palazzo Scaruffi.
Saranno per l'appunto visibili a Palazzo Scaruffi.
This story began in 1826, when a Frenchman called Niepce was finally successful at the feat he had been trying to accomplish for years, fixing the images made by light onto a treated surface. Not just creating an image of the world through light, but fixing it finally, successfully stopping the flow of time in an image for the very first time. These images weren't made by human hands, but by the sun, and only by the sun. So much so that they were initially known as heliographs. But they only look like images constructed by the sun, because we know that the devil is always involved, represented by the tools and the person using them. This exhibition also begins in that year, 1826, with a reproduction of an extremely rare early image discovered many years ago that we now celebrate as the birth of photography. However, traditionally, the official birth of photography is traced back to 1839, to another Frenchman who was particularly clever at promoting himself, Monsieur Daguerre. The history of photography is a very French story, particularly at the beginning. Monsieur Daguerre successfully patented this new product. It was a product in its own right, and there was even an instruction manual to make what were known as daguerreotypes. And so began the craze for daguerreotypes, and photographs began to appear all over the world. This is where our exhibition starts too. This is not an exhibition of photographic masterpieces. It's an exhibition that tries to tell and show how photography has influenced our lives, as well as that of our fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers, through the lens of technological evolution. We start from the earliest cameras and arrive at the tools that we use today, smartphones, which punctuate the telling of this story. These incredible devices, the result of human ingenuity themselves, improved photography and turned it into a tool capable of telling the story of the world, as well as public and private stories, as we know well. The exhibition continues with the stories of extraordinary scientific images, of images of wars and their consequences, and obviously ghost images. They had to be part of this edition of Fotografia Europea. All the images are accomplished by the events surrounding them, so we decided to show books and magazines as well as tools themselves. Magazines have been so important in telling the story of photographs. Photographs have created a new way of telling the story of the world through images and have been decisive in teaching us about so many parts of the world that we didn't know. There are albums from long ago, but also new images, legends like the Magnum photographs, that are just some of the masterpieces exhibited on this occasion, as well as the myth of Paris, created by photography. So many stories that end up with contemporary stories, stories that are so surprising that still now we don't want to tell you them.